Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky. Researchers at Tufts University have developed new materials with the flexibility and strength of spider silk and the intricate structure of tiny marine diatoms.
So the basic concept was to combine a series of novel materials that exist in nature.
That's David Kaplan at Tufts. He and his team cloned silk proteins from the webs of golden silk spiders and fused them with proteins that build the shells of marine diatoms. In the lab, the engineered protein, part spider silk and part glassy shell, can build itself crystal upon crystal.
These scientists use nanotechnology, the science of the very small, to engineer these new materials, which Kaplan said could potentially be used for growing bone or tooth tissue. We asked Dr. Kaplan how he came up with the idea.
If you look at biological systems and interfaces in biology, they are really structured at the molecular and nanoscale to optimize how a material is going to function. And so to us, it's very important then to mimic or emulate that kind of design principle if you're going to really achieve some of the remarkable mechanical and functional features you see throughout nature.
Kaplan added that it'll be several years before these nanomaterials are used in the human body. More about nanotechnology at earthsky.org. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
At earthsky.org.